now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
By week's end, the full complement of Ravens will have reported to Owings Mills for training camp and the commencing of the 2019 season. As the players and coaches gather to formulate the roster for the beginning of the NFL campaign, fans and the media will cast glances at certain position battles. We'll find out if Marquise Hollywood Brown will be the star wide receiver the Ravens have pined for years, or who will replace Terrell Suggs at rush linebacker. We'll even get a first look at whether Eric DaCosta, the new general manager, can hold a candle to the man he's supplanting, Ozzie Newsome. Yet, the man who will draw the most scrutiny, the brightest spotlight, is the quarterback, same as it ever was in any training camp. But, for the first time in 12 years, that quarterback won't be Joe Flacco, who was dealt in the offseason to Denver for a fourth-round draft pick. No, the new sheriff in town is Lamar Jackson, the second-year signal caller who comes to camp for the first time as the starter. And while the other positions and DaCosta will draw their own level of attention, it's Jackson and his development as a quarterback that will be the dominant theme of this training camp. Not to overstate things, but the Ravens' ability to repeat as AFC North champions and make the playoffs rests on Jackson's progress. Jackson, the former Heisman Trophy winner, almost certainly became the starter ahead of schedule last season. His style at Louisville was to run nearly as often as he threw, a formula that rarely works in the NFL at quarterback. Though the Ravens clearly wanted to be out from under the yoke of Flacco's massive contract, they wanted to bring Jackson along slowly to have him learn how to be a professional quarterback. But Flacco's midseason hip injury drastically altered the landscape. Suddenly, patience had to go out the window because the Ravens didn't collapse without their leader, as one might have expected. A confluence of Baltimore's surprising success and the late-season breakdown of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Ravens' chief rival, meant the club had to alter their offensive approach to suit Jackson's limited but growing skill set. Amazingly, the change worked, as the Ravens made the playoffs for the first time in 4 years, earning head coach John Harbaugh a contract extension. However, Jackson's limitations were fully exposed in a wild-card game loss at home to the Los Angeles Chargers, a team Baltimore had conquered on the road just a few weeks before. Under normal circumstances, Jackson would be going into a second season and taking the next step in his progression. Instead, he will need to grow up as a quarterback, and quickly. The Steelers won't bottom out again, and the Cleveland Browns appear ready to emerge from their long status as division patsies. They may call Marquise Brown Hollywood, but it's clear that Lamar Jackson is a star of this show, and he'll need to play like one fast in order to make 2019 look like 2018. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.